Joan Hoffman is the voice of the Midwest, who takes callers from all over the country, from the city to the farm to you. It's Life Coaching with the Joan Hoffman Show, a friendly dose of common sense.
This is Joan. I'm here as your life coach. And today, for this hour of the show, we're going to be talking about those toxic family members. How do you sever ties with them? When is it time to say enough is enough? These can be those family members who are just so selfish. They never want to pay attention to what's going on in your life. It's always about them. Maybe they're dominating all the attention in the family, taking it again away from your turn. They could also be very hypercritical. Then, some of the ones I find most toxic are the ones that are telling lies about you, or they're stealing from you. They just sort of come out to be the person that doesn't have the best character, and maybe they're even a little bit embarrassing for the family. Maybe they've been caught outside of the family lying and stealing, but whatever the case, when they're pointing the finger at you, always making you out to be the bad guy, and in every situation, it's your fault, and they turn on you, making your life very, very difficult and emotionally trying, there may be a point where you have to take a look, a serious look, at ending ties with that family member. Now, this is serious business, especially when we're talking about a family member, and I would extend that to not just blood relatives, but sometimes those other families that are created by, let's say, a step family. But maybe it could take you years, and I think you should give this a good amount of time for you to see the true colors of this person coming out and being so toxic you're thinking about ending ties. One caveat to that I say, don't let the teen years be the time to decide on this. Make sure this person has gone through at least young adulthood. Maybe someone who's 22, 23, 24, still throwing those daggers at you, then it might be time to consider severing ties. You know how these toxic people make you feel, and the bottom line is that when you've spent time with them, you oftentimes end up feeling frustrated or angry, or something they've said or done triggered you. It's just too much negativity. It's too much conflict in your life. You have that distinct feeling something has to change. So what do? First, you might try conferencing with them, talking to them, maybe bringing other family members on board where you explain your position. Then you might try to set some boundaries. If you're going to do this, I can't put up with that. I have to do this as a consequence. Get a little more confrontational, maybe. You can confront them more assertively. You've tried all these things, but the conclusion is there's been no change, no resolution. Maybe it's okay for a little while, but then it starts right back over again, and you're at the point of saying, enough's enough. And you have probably thought many times over that if this were not a family member, you would have severed ties with them long ago. Yes, if this is what you're feeling, you do need to separate physically and emotionally. Because you mostly need to understand that you cannot expect that they will change. You can only change how you react to them, how you are in relationship to them. You're going to need to find ways to deflect their criticism. Set those boundaries I talked about. Maybe set up some of your own consequences for bad behavior. But mostly you need to find a way to empower yourself. Empower yourself by saying, if you talk to me like that or tell lies about me like that, I'm going to walk out on you. This might also be a situation where you never want to be alone with these people, especially if they're those passive-aggressive kind of sneaky people that get at you with nobody else looking. You can be safer when you're in the company of other family members, so make a point to never be alone with them. And when you've made this decision, maybe you'll come to the point where you're going to mourn the loss of a relationship maybe that you thought could be better, but you might also breathe a sigh of relief. Now expect there will be other family members who might be unhappy with your decision, but you need to hold firm and stick up for yourself. This is a situation where it has been so trying and taxing for you, this one toxic member needs to be kept at arm's length or all ties need to be severed. And that brings me to the end of this hour where I'm going to say that you have three choices to make in this matter. Three ways of putting an end to the trauma you feel around this toxic family member. That's coming up along with my caller who talks about dealing with a toxic brother. Stay with me here for more life coaching.
The Joan Hoffman Show, a friendly dose of common sense.